قرآن 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 Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the wonderful, the beautiful program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, throughout in every episode we have been hearing many wonderful events and stories from the glorious Quran, this manifestation, this glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book which was descended, revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly a mu'jiza of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a clear guide for us, a leader for us, a message for us, a commandment for us. There is everything in the Holy Quran present for our guidance. Let's try to read it, understand it, learn it. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this very program of Madani channel is also oriented about this idea that in very easy words, we bring to you the mesmerizing and amazing stories, amazing events from the Holy Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So today as well, we have a story from the Holy Quran. And actually this story will teach us many lessons. Many, many lessons. It will open our eyes to the reality of the world. It will show us that what actually seems attractive is actually not attractive. In reality, it is nothing. Allahu Akbar. What is it? We will come to that. Gather your family, bring your children closer, and together let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Before we get into the topic, let's listen to a wonderful, unique riwayat and fadilat, excellence of sending salawat, durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who reads durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's story, today's topic is about a person called Qarun. Yes, and we may have heard about him many times. But who was he? Qarun was the son of Yashar, who was the uncle of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. He was a very handsome man. Impressed with his charmful and elegant beauty, people used to call him Munawwar, elegant, the one with light, a handsome person. Another faculty that made him prominent among the Bani Israel was that he was a great scholar of Torah. He was a very meek in temperament. He was very meek in temperament and very humble in character. The people would pay respect to him. The people would be very, very respectful towards him. But gaining excess of wealth totally changed his character. And he became a hypocrite like Samri and became a bitter enemy of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Samri, if you can recall that complete event about a person raised by Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, but ultimately his result was so bad, he directed and diverted his people towards calf worshipping, towards idol worshipping, whilst Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was on Mount Sinai. He went there to attain Torah. He went there in seclusion for the worship of Allah. On the way back, he found his people, that all the people, many people have come into the words of Samri and they have deviated from the straight path. And Samri died as an infidel. So like Samri, he also became a hypocrite. He also became extremely arrogant. When the commandment of zakah revealed, he promised in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that he will pay a 1,000th equal of his capital as zakah. But when he calculated his wealth and possessions, a huge amount became deductible as the zakat money. Greed and stinginess, the miser quality in him arose, and it overpowered him. He not only became denial of zakah, but also slandered against Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam by telling the people that Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam is just making a drama of zakah. There is nothing like this as a commandment of Allah, but he is doing that so that he can take your wealth. Astaghfirullah, ma'adallah. That he is accusing Musa alayhi salam of cheating, of deception, of theft. Why? Because he does not want to fulfill the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. He is unable to give. First of all, he's saying, I will give 1/1,000. 1/1,000. Meaning, 1 share out of 1,000 shares, he will give. Allahu Akbar. And even after that, when he calculated that how much does 1 share above 1,000 shares become, so he could not tolerate, and the worldly love overpowered his heart, and he started accusing Musa alayhi salam. To create disgust against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to such an extent that he conspired a heinous plot and convinced a woman by giving her a lot of money to blame Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of fornication. Astaghfirullah. Therefore, right at the time when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was delivering his sermon, Qarun interrupted him and said that he had committed adultery with so and so. And this was all the plot and planning of this Qarun. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked to bring that woman. Therefore, that woman was called upon, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, O lady, swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, who split the river for the people of Israel and helped them to cross over it safely and help them to get rid of Fir'aun. Tell me clearly that what is the matter? She trembled due to the prophetic majesty and due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And she confessed in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qarun insisted me. He gave me money to put an allegation against you. He gave me bribe. He convinced me by showing me money. Allahu Akbar. At that time, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam prostrated with tearful eyes to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of prostration that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, inflict Qarun with your wrath, with your punishment, with your adab. Then he alayhi salam said to the congregation that the one who is with Qarun should stay with him, and the one who is with me should separate away from Qarun. Therefore, all the Bani Israel left Qarun except two evil people. Except two evil people, everyone else left Qarun. Afterwards, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam ordered the earth, O earth, seize Qarun straight away. Qarun sank down into the earth up to his knees. He alayhi salam again ordered the same command to earth, and Qarun sank down into the earth up to his waist. Qarun started crying and begging Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam for the sake of his family relation with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, but Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did not give any response. Finally, he was fully submerged into the earth. The two wretched evil people who stayed with Qarun said to the people that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam buried Qarun in the ground so that he may himself capture his home, his money, his treasure, his wealth. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam supplicated for the burial of the home as well as the treasure of Qarun. As a result, the home of Qarun that was made of gold and all of his treasure got buried inside the ground. Now, see this narration of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that he endowed Qarun with so many treasures that a very brave group of people could carry the keys of his treasure with great effort. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions,
إِنَّ قَارُونَ هارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة.
Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed, Qarun was from the people of Musa. He then oppressed them, and we gave him so many treasures that to carry their keys were a heavy burden for a strong people. Allahu Akbar. Look how much treasure, how many bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Qarun. Just to carry, not the treasures. Here we are not talking about the treasures. The Quran Pak, the Holy Quran mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran to carry the keys of the treasures of Qarun, a group of strong men was required. Just imagine how much treasure that must have been. The advice Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam delivered to Qarun that is mentioned in the Holy Quran is also there. He became enemy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam after listening to the very same advice which was implicitly in his own favor. Just ponder upon it. Insha'Allah, I will read the verse which was actually an advice from Musa alayhi salam to Qarun. And I will read the translation from Kanzul Iman as well. Let us just see such beautiful advice, and such advice which was better for Qarun if he accepted, if he understood. Let's listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 76-77. Allah ta'ala says,
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman: when his people said to him, do not boast, indeed Allah does not like the boastful, and seek the abode of the hereafter with the wealth that Allah has given you, and do not forget your part in this world, and do favors to others the way Allah Azza wa Jal has favored you, and do not seek to cause turmoil in the earth. Allahu Akbar. Just look at this advice, such a beautiful advice, but Qarun rejected this sincere advice out of arrogance of his wealth and came in front of the people being very well dressed up and fully drenched in arrogance and pride. He started to speak foul about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. What was the outcome of it? Allahu Akbar. What does the Holy Quran mention about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Qarun? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish Qarun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qasas, verse number 81, Allah Ta'ala mentions,
فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman: we therefore caused him and his home to sink into the earth, so he had no group to help save him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor could he take revenge. Allahu Akbar. Let's just ponder over the story. Let's just look at this waqiyah from the Holy Quran. Let's just see how Qarun ended. What was the cause that Qarun was completely destroyed? How did such an end come to Qarun? Think about it. What was the root? He was a handsome person. He was a respectable person. People respected him. He was actually in a family relationship with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He had the nisbat as well. Everything was good. Wealth. Excessive wealth. Too much love for money. And too much pride over it. And then not giving zakat, in fact denying zakat, and plotting against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us money, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth, that is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is actually a mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us money. He has made us amongst those who are wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings. He has given us all sound limbs. Our hands are working. Our fingers are working. Our tongue is working. Our mind is working. Eyes are working. Ears are working. Our breathing system is working. Our legs and hands are fine. We are not handicapped. We are not deaf or mute. We are not blind. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us blind, what could we have done? Nothing. There's so many people out there who are blind. There's so many people out there who cannot hear. There's so many people out there who struggle to even hold things. Their hands shiver. There are people out there who are not even able to walk out of their own free will. They are using wheelchairs. They're using artificial assistance to be walked and moved around. Allah Ta'ala has created us perfectly. Allah Ta'ala has made us the ashraful makhluqat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala not only made us human beings, He actually made us Muslims and granted us the treasure of Iman. He made us the believers. Not only did He make us believers, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made us believers in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then after making us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with money, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wealth, that is not our excellence, that is actually the mercy and bounty of Rabb Azza wa Jal. That is His mercy, that is His bounty, that is His karam, that is His fadl. It's nothing out of our excellence. So Allah Ta'ala has given everything. This life is given to us by Allah Ta'ala. This body is given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The looks we have is given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The cars we have is given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The parents we have are given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The family we have is given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The caste we boast around regarding is also given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The cars we move in is a blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The house we live in is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The big bank balances, the money we have accumulated there, this is out of the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything, and then this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that given my path. Zakat is fard upon you. Give this charity which is obligatory upon you. This is the part of your wealth upon which is the right which comes on charity. You have to give, you have to discharge and dispense this out of your wealth. Upon that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us reward. Upon that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned so many excellences about giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who has given us this commandment. So denying a fard act, an obligatory act, Allahu Akbar, such a dare Qarun made, and because of that he was destroyed. Where is Qarun's treasure? Where is his house? He sank into the earth. Finished. He's gone. Is there anyone in the world now who knows or calls Qarun with a good name? That what a great person he was. No one. Nobody. But everybody remembers Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. We remember him in good words. Children know the name of such a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened with Qarun? Where was his treasure when he was sinking in the earth? Did that treasure help him? Did that house help him? Did those luxuries help him? Nothing helped him. The only thing which could help him was the obedience of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obedience to this blessed Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to the commandments of Sharia. Obedience to the commandment of Zakat, which he denied to follow. And not only him, those who tried to go around him, those who joined him, those two people, don't forget, those two people who then put this allegation on Musa alayhi salam, that no, Musa alayhi salam buried Qarun alive because he wanted the treasure in the house of Qarun. Allahu Akbar. Look at those people. They were so blinded due to wealth. They saw the adab in front of them. They saw what they happened with their father. Obviously, that was their father. They took him as a role model. So what happened with their role model? What happened with their master? They should have opened their eyes. They should have realized. But unfortunately, because of wealth, they were also blinded. Where was that wealth? Why didn't that wealth rescue Karun? Why didn't that wealth help Karun? So wealth can only help us if we prepare for the help ourselves. Yes, this wealth, the money you have, the cash you have, the trading goods you have, the shops you have, the properties you have, the rental income you have, the bank accounts you have, they can help you. Really, they can help you. They can help you if you donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, make it a savings in your account of akhirah. So whatever we spend here is actually the saving in our account of akhirat, our account of good deeds. Inshallah azza wa jal, this wealth will turn out into being a blessing for us indeed. But if we do not utilize it correctly, it will actually turn out to become a punishment for us. It will actually turn out to become a very, very huge burden on our shoulders on the Day of Judgment. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's realize, as I mentioned earlier, that something which looks really attractive, but in actual reality, it is not attractive. This money, this wealth, it looks really attractive, but if it is not utilized properly, it is nothing. It is of no use. It is just some pleasure and fun on a temporary basis in this world. But in reality, it is a life threat for us, iman threat for us, and a destruction for us if utilized in the wrong manners. So this wealth is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be utilized in the best manners. And another thing we learn here, that disobeying a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lead to such destructions. That when a person has money, first of all, he should use it in the correct manner. And he should humble himself that Allah ta'ala has given me wealth. He should consider himself amongst the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has not made us amongst those whose hands are like this, but our hands are like this. So our hands should genuinely be like this. We should help others. The Quran Pak also mentions, we heard that nasihat and advice of Musa alayhi salam, that help others the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped you. Help others. So we are fortunate that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst the givers, so we should give inshallah ta'ala in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's give to those who are in need. But what is seen is that due to money, due to wealth, maybe you drive a nice car or something, or you live in a big house, we consider all those with less money to be inferior. Allahu Akbar. It is the taqwa which counts. It is the piety which counts. Maybe that person who does not have proper clothes to wear, he's wearing torn clothes, his hair is messed up, that person may in fact be better than you, because he is at least humble, he is down to earth, and he is happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. But on the opposite side, we have a man who has so much of money, everything he has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not thank Allah ta'ala, but in reality, he actually has become stubborn, he has become arrogant, and he is very proudful and boastful upon the money and wealth he has. This is absolutely incorrect. This is actually a destruction for us. A man who does not have anything with him, a man who lives in a very small house, a man who maybe has just a bicycle for his transport or for his transportation, he suffices on just walking. And a man who has billions and trillions, a man who has luxury houses, a man who has properties, a man who has everything. This man has died and this man has died. Where do they both go? They go in the very same place. The house which was known as a mansion or a palace before, now that man's house has become a qabr. The clothes and new suits, the three-piece suits and this suit or that suit, this clothes, this brand and that brand, now the only brand is kafan. Before this title, this mister, that sir, certain haji sahab or this or that, that's all gone. Now the name is marhum. So everything will come to an end. But what will continue are the good deeds, are the pious legacies which we have left behind. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make a commitment that we shall never ever let this wealth, the greed of the world, become a hurdle between us and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between us and the obedience to the commandments of Sharia. when zakat is due, when the demand of sharia is there upon you to dispense your zakat, zakat is fard upon you, the requirements are met, dispense the zakat, give your zakat, and get done with this responsibility. Like how salah becomes fard, perform your salah, get done with this responsibility. It is an obligation by Allah Ta'ala who is feeding us daily. It is an obligation by Allah Ta'ala who is giving us this oxygen we are breathing on. Let's be obedient inshallah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will give us more. He has given everything. We spend in His path and He gives us thawab. Allahu Akbar. How merciful our Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is. Donate generously. And yes, along with that, I will mention this message to the viewers of Madani channel. Donate to Dawat-e-Islami. Your Dawat-e-Islami is building masajid all over the world. On an average, approximately 2 masjids are built daily. If you catch an average of 600 masjids a year, Allahu Akbar. There are thousands of madrasas, over 4,300 madrasas operating around the world of Dawat-e-Islami. No, not students. Not students, this is the quantity of madrasas. More than 4,300 madrasas are there teaching the children. Do you have any idea how much fees Dawat-e-Islami charges? How much fees is charged in Dawat-e-Islami's Madrasatul Madina? Zero, absolutely zero. No fees is charged. Jami'atul Madina, so many jami'as around the world, plus 900 jami'as, Darul Ulooms, are operating of Dawat-e-Islami around the world, in which many places there are residential jami'at for Islamic brothers. Islamic brothers are staying there, boarding there, lodging there, eating there, sleeping there, being educated there. Every facility is there. How much fees for that? Okay, madrasa, it may be non-residential, but what about Darul Uloom, where the children are being fed, where they are being educated, where they are lodging? What about fees of there? Zero fees. No fees. Allahu Akbar. Dawat-e-Islami is spending so much for you. Dawat-e-Islami takes from you, for you. Allahu Akbar. Donate your zakat, donate your sadaqat to Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami has a massive network. Dawat-e-Islami has a massive work. Dawat-e-Islami is spread in almost every part of the world. Allahu Akbar. Support this organization. Make the best use of your donations. Give your donations. Give your donations to Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, 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 Quran.
Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.